Today, I am just going to read from a blog post that I posted earlier, Our Ghosts Already Live Here. Every night before bed, after we've settled down and I've done my ever-expanding nightly routine of brush, floss, water pick, cleanse, moisturize, retinoling, my husband and I read for a little bit before turning off the lights. Right now, he's reading a book that he just can't get that into. When I asked him why, he told me that while he couldn't think of precise examples, there was one that stuck out. He said the author was quick to knock down religion before providing any kind of valid argument for his disbelief, and that the author's book really wasn't about religion anyway, so it seemed out of place. The author's position was that people began to believe in the supernatural because there wasn't an explanation for the things around them. There were no encyclopedias or Google. I told him I didn't think the author had it right because I didn't believe that humans began believing in gods and the spiritual because there was a lack of answers and technology wasn't available. In fact, I told him, I think our ghosts already live here. He looked at me like I'd lost my mind, and that's not unusual. That's not unusual in our house. I explained my stance. If ghosts are quote unquote energy, or this idea of leftover emotions from a dramatic moment playing over and over again in a particular place, then what if we could live so fully that we imprinted the atmosphere around us with joy, love, happiness, creativity, on purpose? What if a part of our spirits could also become a muse, flickering into existence at just the right moment, in just the right conditions, to inspire someone decades later? Our bodies wear down. Over time, the people who know us, knew us, or knew of us, they all fade away. The other day, my 11-year-old didn't know who Madonna was. Even fame fades. But could it be that there is potential for us to create such pure and wondrous feeling and intent out of our bodies and spirits that we imbue the world with something that remains? Could the magic of some of the most creative or holy spaces of the world be that they hold the most blissful, positive, powerful emotions emitted from people over time, and that those feelings imprint on the very air around us? I'd like to think so. In my mind, I tease myself that this idea is due to my habit of looking for ways to improve. With this hypothesis, I'll never run out of things to work on. I'm already starting to look at how I might design my ghost. So if you could design your own ghost, what would it be like? Would it be an expression of pain and angst, of confusion? Would it rattle chains and moan? Or would it provide comfort and peace? Would it inspire a lonely rider in the middle of the dream? Could you design more than one ghost? I remember one time being so sad and lost that I worried about this. I actually really did. This is something I've thought about for a long time, this idea of our ghosts living with us, that we're creating ghosts for the future. I worried I would accidentally leave an imprint on the environment around me that would cause someone to give up. Years later, and not connected at all to my existence, I honestly considered that if I didn't figure out a way past all my hurt and fear, that the emotions that I was feeling at that moment, that they might stain the very spot of the world I sat in forever. I was in a bathtub at the time, which is why I say sat in, you know. I worried about it. I worried not just about the consequences of doing something rash, but I worried about even the emotions I was feeling so intensely, if I didn't leave from that moment, that they might stain time, that they might stain that space. Could we imprint the world with imagination, with creativity, hope on purpose? What if we tried? Would it change our intention behind everything? Would it change our work, our relationships? What if we could design our own ghosts?